Blog Talk Radio.
You already know what it is, man. PSA fucking podcast in the building. You already know what it is, man. We got the guests on hold, about to plug them in right now. Let me get my host with me. Sean, you in the building?
No doubt, in the building.
All right, let me get the guests right on, man. Boss Town in the building. Chiller Jones, what's good, my G?
Yo, what's cracking, yo?
What's good, my dude? What's poppin', chill?
Man, y'all, why?
Yeah, chill, what's good, brother?
Let's start, Dre, let's start. Why you let this man come on your show?
Damn.
Why you let this man come on your show?
All right.
And speak this fuckery.
But chill, he just wants
fuckery.
You, bro. He been wanting you for a hot
Listen,
minute, though, chill.
That's cool. I don't mind. Listen, I don't mind that Steams wants the matchup. Steams has wanted the matchup since 2013, so I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind him campaigning for it. I don't mind, but we also can't lie or skew the truth on certain things so that the matchup seems more. So let's really look. I didn't even listen to the whole interview. I'm gonna tell you what the parts I listened to, and then I'm gonna directly respond. This is gonna be a very quick 10-15 minute, like, I'm not gonna talk your ear. I'm gonna say so point number one, Steam says something along the lines of me and him battling is inevitable, in that I'm not doing anything spectacular on any other leagues to warrant not battling him on URL right now. So let's look at the past 6 months for me and Steams, and let's compare. So if we're looking at October of 2016 to now, I battled Thesaurus. November, I battled Sharon. Win. January, I battled Ars. How did you call that battle, Dre?
I had you winning, my G. 2-1.
Win. April, I just battled Jonai. How did you call that battle, Dre?
3-0.
Win. So this is just the past 6 months. This is not, I'm not talking 2013. I'm not talking 2014. I'm not talking 2015. I'm not even talking most of 2016. We're talking October of 2016 to today. Zoris, Sharon, Arsenal, Jonai, all wins. Every single one is a win. Of the 12 rounds that I battled, I maybe lost 3 of those rounds. Maybe.
But Chilla, hold on. I think one of the best cases you could make is you should just take the common opponent you and him have. And the common opponent you and him have is Danny Myers. And I think if you just want to get it out to the public and say, how does the public feel about your battle with Danny Myers? And how does the public feel about his battle with Danny Myers? And I think you should just let the public judge on that. And I think me and Dre love the Danny Myers battle. That's like a bar fest classic battle.
Uh-huh.
And the battle, and then his battle with Danny Myers was different. Maybe the URL's setting made it a little different, but I think the common opponent you and him have in Danny Myers is the best argument to just put out there, just to fans, in my humble opinion.
So the problem with that argument is that, and this is when I debate people and when I talk to people, this is how I always break it down. If you want to use a specific argument or a specific logic to justify or validate an opinion, it has to be true across the board, no matter what battlers you plug into that system. Logic is just a system where you can plug in different pieces and get the same result. So if we're comparing Danny Myers as being Steam's common opponent as a way of saying Chilla and Danny was a bar fest, debatable 2-1 either way, fire battle, and then Danny stood in front of Steams and Steams won, then we can do that with me and Hollow against Arsenal. And we can say, I beat the shit down Arsenal's leg, but Arsenal beat Hollow, so Chiller's better than Hollow. That doesn't work. So
okay.
And you can do that across the board. You can do that, you know what I'm saying, with people like Clips. You know what I'm saying? I can say that I 3-0 Clips and the footage never came out, but you know what I'm saying? Clips beat so and so, so I can be so like you. That's the reason that argument doesn't work, is because now we're basing it off. For one, it becomes more about Danny than it becomes about me and Steams. Because when you're comparing a common denominator, like a common opponent, then you have to take into account, okay, was Danny more motivated for Chilla than he was for Steams? Okay.
Of course.
Was the crowd more biased on URL than they were at RBE? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to start factoring in different things when you look at things that way. Let me tell you what my argument is, and I won't use views, I won't even use resume, but when I look at certain things like that, I simply look at when two people are on the same platform. URL, King of the Dot, Bullpen, RBE, when two people are on the same platform, how does their work compare? And this is where I get a bad rap, you know what I'm saying, on social media sometimes. Dudes would be like, yo, how can you not take Steams, but you're taking Arcane on King of the Dot? I'll tell you why I take Arcane on King of the Dot. It's two big reasons. One, I go to Canada and I make thousands of dollars selling my merchandise. It's a business move. The second reason is that Arcane on King of the Dot is a two-time former champ. He's a two-time Grand Prix winner. He is the most accomplished King of the Dot battler in the history of the league. No matter how people feel about him, people think his buzz is, Arcane is the only two-time champ in King of the Dot history.
Facts.
He's beaten Disaster in a judge battle. Mm-hmm. He's beaten Thesaurus in a judge battle. He's beaten Sharon in a judge battle. He's beaten Bullets in a judge battle. If niggas really look at Arcane and what he's done on that platform, Arcane means more to King of the Dot than Steams does to URL. That's not even, close.
But Chilla, right now, Steams is a bigger name than Arcane right now in 2017. We don't really... I mean,
right now in 2017, if we're looking at a worldwide level, Steam, yes, he's a bigger name than Arcane right now in 2017. Is he a bigger name than Jonai in 2017? No. Is he a bigger name than Arse? No.
No.
Sharon? No. Any of the next three people I have lined up? No. He's not.
Why you doing my son Steve like that, son?
Listen, I'm doing Steve, and this is only the first point I even want to touch on. But this is like this is where when I talk to people or debate people on Twitter and Facebook and some of the shit that they say to me, I start to get the feeling that A, they either don't understand how battle rap works, B, they don't like me as a battler. C, they just want to see me on URL and don't care if I'm battling a brick wall. Like that.
Right.
Every fan has a specific motivation. You know what I'm saying? So, my original point was Steam saying I'm not doing anything right now that warrants not taking him, to me, is foolish looking at our past 6 months. The second point I want to make is that Steam says that our battle is inevitable. It has to happen. I have to go through Steams. Are you fucking kidding me?
I have to go through Steams?
There's a difference between saying Steams has to see Chilla and Chilla has to see themes.
So check it out. Chilla, don't you think he's saying this to get the battle? For example, remember when John battled Hitman? That was a last-minute battle added to Summer Madness, and it was because John talked his way into the battle. He kept saying how much lyrically nice he was to Hitman, and Hitman was like, hold up, let me just show this nigga what it is. And I think Steams is saying this because he wants to get that battle on URL. You know what I'm saying? So of course,
I don't mind that, bro. But you can listen. I don't never get on the radio and talk some shit that I can't back up with a very valid argument. So I don't mind Steams. Listen, I don't mind Steams wanting the battle. Steams wants the battle. I get it. I understand it. I understand that most of these battlers will come on your radio show or come on these radio shows and talk up matchups in hopes that,
right,
you know, Chilla's going to come back on here and talk it up, and then the timeline is going to be talking about Chilla's, and then URL is going to reach out to Chilla, and Chilla's going to come down on his price, and then Chilla's Steams is going to be on the June card, and then Chilla's going to wash Steams, and then I'm going to be the same place I was when I watched Prep. Listen, this is the same thing that happened with Prep. The same exact thing.
You sound like Cortez or Ryder. You sound like Cortez or Ryder,
listen,
man.
This is the same thing that happened. Prep jumped out the window and said some outlandish shit. I got on the phone with Smack. Smack said, yo, this is last minute. I need you and Prep on this card. Last minute. Literally. For Redemption, we got booked July 4th weekend for the event. It was July 18th or July 25th or whatever it was. I had less than 3 weeks to even get ready for Prep. For us to get ready for each other was very quick. We were the last card added to that last battle added to that card. I went for the in studio joint, which y'all know, y'all probably see. And again, Prep jumping out the window.
Yeah, sir. He was mad turned up.
You was mad turned up.
You was mad turned up too, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you on the in studio shit.
Because this is the thing. I've always been a person. Like even since the beginning, bro. When I had a classic with JC, you know the matchups that niggas was calling for me was Clips and Big T. You know what my response to niggas was when niggas was in my ear on Twitter and on Facebook and, yo, you need to see, you need to battle Clips. You need to battle. You know what I would say? I'm not ready yet, bro. I'm almost there, but I'm not ready yet. Like I'm not somebody who's gonna say, yeah, you right. I need to see Clips and just talk shit for the fun of it. And that's what these new.
But Steve's not even a new nigga. Like
Steve's older than me. Steve's not even a new nigga. He older than me. But my point is, these newer niggas, that's what they do. That's what Ryder's doing. That's what Steam's doing. That's what Jackboy's doing. They get on their lives, their IGs, they do blogs, and they talk up. Cortez not
it,
relevant. Chilla not
Chilla,
relevant.
But Chilla, doesn't it motivate you to say, you know what? Let me do this nigga what I did.
No, it doesn't. It makes me think that as a battler, you have no self worth. Because I was never worried about
seeing the niggas I wanted to see.
Think about it. Think about it. I was never worried about seeing the niggas that I knew that I was going to see. I knew I was going to see Clips. I knew I was going to see DNA. I knew I was going to see certain
Magic.
Niggas in that ring.
Right.
Magic. I knew I was going to see all of them. So I didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Go on a radio show and say, yo, Magic's ducking me. Yo, Clips is ducking me. Yo, right now in 2017, I feel like John needs to battle me. But I don't go on every radio interview I do, and I don't sit up on Twitter every day and say, yo, John, he need to battle me. He ducking. He don't. No. When the time is right, I'm going to see John. Period. I think it's inevitable. I don't think John has to see me, and I don't think I have to see John. But I know it's a matchup people want to see, and I know that the buzz for it is not going away. So it's like,
so
you can come on this radio show and be like, yo, I really want to battle Chilla. I think it'll be a fire battle, or I think I'll kill him. I don't think I don't think he can stand next to the 2017 version of Steam. Like, if he gets on this radio show and says things like that, y'all, I don't even call. I don't even make this call to respond. I only make this call to respond because of the things around that message that he was saying. Like, Chilla's not doing nothing spectacular. Chilla has to see me. It's inevitable. Everybody wants to see it. Chilla priced himself out of the battle. Let me tell y'all something. After the Danny Myers battle, I spoke to Steams on the phone and via text. I said, Steams, you want this battle to happen? He said, yeah. I said, cool. I told Steams the number I told URL. And Steams said to me, that number is, and I'm not a screenshot type nigga, but I got him. He said to me, that number's not even that crazy. I don't know why they tripping. Let me see if we can make it happen with a sponsor from We Go Hard. Let me see if I can make them put up the money that you're looking for so that we can do it on URL. The last I heard from Steams about the battle.
So basically it's just
and
about the
bag. And that's what makes me mad too, is that he jumps on the radio and says, yeah, Chilla price is crazy. He priced himself out the battle. He charging way too much and people and niggas don't want to pay it. He was just in my inbox 2 months ago telling me my price was not that crazy and that you had a sponsor that was going to pay to make it happen.
So does the platform matter the most? Like, this battle, should it, in your opinion, it has to be on URL?
This battle doesn't even it doesn't have to happen. So for me, I don't care what platform it's on. I don't care what platform it's on. It doesn't have to happen for me. My thing is, and my stance. Listen, my stance in general, with as far as URL goes, and this is something that I think most of us veterans know and understand. URL has a certain group of battlers that they want to ORED,
Dirty
people
Twerk,
like myself. Right. People like JC, people like Clean, we're not the people that they really want to push. They're going to push JC now because he's hot. But we're not the people they really want to push.
They want
to
push Twerk and those guys.
They want to push Jack Boy. They want to push Ryder. Mm-hmm. And I understand that because these battlers are loyal to your platform. So when it comes to the Gnomes and the Summer Madnesses, they're the ones that are going to get the spot before a Chilla Jones, you know what I'm saying? I understand that. Unless Chilla Jones comes to URL and battles two niggas he doesn't want to battle again, like I did with Prep and Saga, you're not going to see Chilla Jones on a Noma or Summer Madness. I'm cool with that. Yeah. I don't need that. My fans want to see me on URL no matter who it's against. So if they say Chilla Jones is battling a Sequoia Tree, they're going to go crazy just because I'm back on URL.
But you had it lit when you battled Prep. Even though you didn't want to battle him, when you came up there and hit him with that first round, it got lit up in there. Everybody was hyped. So even though we wanting to battle these dudes, when you get up there and hit him, the crowd is mad receptive.
And that's exactly why you have to start asking the question. When Chilla set the stage on fire versus Prep, the same way JC set the stage on fire versus Trez, why was Chilla's next battle the Saga?
I'm answering that question. They're trying to push Saga, just like Chess, because some people say
exactly, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So then, when Chilla beat Saga, why was his next battle on Legacy? And this is what y'all gotta like. This is what people don't talk about. From my perspective, it's in my face. I see it. I live it. So it's the only way I can look at the situation. But people don't look at that. Like, if you look at other people's ascent to where they are, like if we look at Nitty, for example, right? Nitty Battle Av had a classic. Nitty Battle Ill Will had another classic. And then, who did he battle? Ill Will.
Tay Rock.
Right? Ill Will comes back to URL, has a great battle with Nitty. Who does Ill Will have after that?
Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips. or known, right? So yeah. when you look at the situation and you say, damn, Chilla gave us one of the biggest bodies in history versus Prep, then came back 3 months later and beat Saga clearly with one of the most well-executed third rounds.
Like, yeah, that third round was fire,
crazy,
my nigga.
Crazy
fast.
Approaches.
Angles were dope.
Then why wasn't Chilla thrown on a Gnome or on a Summer Madness or even if it wasn't a big stage or a big card, why wasn't he thrown a the John or the Big T or the people I was asking for?
Well, Chilla, you know this better than us. You know, we're fans from the outside. We don't know the behind the scenes. We don't know what the bag is you asking for. So we really have no idea why after they put you on these cards that we don't see you again. You know what I'm saying? So we would think you would have a better idea.
I have better than the best idea. I have the answers, and that's what I'm giving y'all is the answer. The answer is they don't want to push me because I'm a nigga that battles worldwide. And okay. And that's what it is. Because I'll go to London and headline, then I'll go to Toronto and headline, then I'll go to L.A., then I'll go to Chicago, then I'll go to Atlanta. And it's different with Twerk and Ryder and all these dudes. They battle on URL and that's it. And for URL purposes, it makes them more valuable. Control their stock. If they put $1,000 into the promotion of these battlers, no other leagues are going to capitalize. But when I body Prep and I get, you know, Alchemist and Just Blaze and people tweeting about it and going crazy, it don't benefit them in the long run because Chilla's gonna take that buzz and then go to King of the Dot. So listen, from URL standpoint, I actually understand it. It's business. I get it and I'm cool with that. But how that factors into my price is, look, I know you don't wanna push me. I know you don't wanna put me on the big cards that I probably deserve, and I'm cool with that. In return, you're not going to pay me a URL, a friendly price. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to pay me.
Chilla, real quick, because Cortez, and we interviewed Cortez last week, and he kind of said the same thing. He was like, listen, you're not going to give me Ryder. If you give me Ryder, you got to make sure I have something lined up right after that. Is that how you feel? If they told you, all right, we'll give you John, we'll give you a Big Cheese of the World, but do you mind battling Steams, you know, first and give him that look, what would you say to that?
I would say, okay. I proposed that to them. That's the thing. That's one of the conversations we had is I said, if y'all want me to take Steams, then line me up, send me both contracts. If you send me a contract for Steams and then send me a contract for Av, we good. Or send me a contract for Steams and then Chess right after, we good. I'll take Chess. But you're not just going to give me a contract for Steams and then I watch Steams and then I sit for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to, like, from my standpoint, I'm extremely valuable. I'm one of the few battlers in the world who can jump from platform to platform and always be in demand. I'm always in demand on URL. I'm always in demand on King of the Dot. I'm always in demand on every league I step on.
Does your URL battles, when, like, say you battle on URL, is that why you can get a guy like Tony D on Don't Flop? Like, you get the top guy around the world and
everywhere
other
I go. Everywhere I go.
Right.
I get the top guys. I go to London and get Tony D. I go to King of the Dot, I get Disaster. I get Daylight. I get niggas everywhere I go. And that's cool. I'm not saying when I step foot on URL, you got to give me Lux or Mook or Hollow or Rock or Surf. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I started as a PG. I've paid my dues. I have
Absolutely.
9 URL battles. I have 10 King of the Dot battles and 9 URL battles. Trust me, I've paid my dues. No more dues for Chilla has to be paid. He's
okay,
still paying his dues.
I agree.
Chilla,
no argument for me.
One last question. We'll wrap it up here. What do you think about JC and Lux's talk conversation? Some people feel JC is not even in the same conversation as a Lux.
what do you say? I know that's your writer's block, brother. What do you think about that? Or people just trying to downplay JC? Because
you know, my two cents is this: can JC beat Lux? Yes.
You say yes?
Yes, he can beat Lux.
Hold on,
Let me finish. JC can beat Lux. This is what needs to happen, though, for the matchup fight in the eyes of the map. JC has to do what he did versus Trez, the way he rocked that room. He has to do that at Irving Plaza first.
Okay,
so if you
want to
give
sense.
JC Av or you want to give JC Nitty, if JC rocks Irving Plaza the way he rocked Born Legacy against Trez, if he gets that room shaking the same exact way, if he has that same performance on a big stage versus whoever, doesn't matter, whoever, give JC steams on Summer Madness. And if JC does that, he has to be on his way to Lux. The same way Nitty battled Av and had a classic, and he was on his way to Rock. Rock was who he wanted. Rock was who he was calling out. If JC has another performance like he did versus Trez on a big stage, URL has to put him on the path for Lux. My fear, my worry for JC, and that's my bro, is that they won't put him on the path for Lux unless he signs a contract. That's my fear. That's my fear,
Chiller,
is that they're going to say, you need to be URL exclusive or we're not going to give you Lux. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not saying that that's the way it is, but I'm saying that's my fear. And I hope that's not the case, because JC, again, is another battler who has put in dues. He's paid his dues.
Right.
He's put in work. I'm not saying he deserves Lux right now, but I'm saying if he keeps doing what he did versus Trez, we got to talk about it.
Chiller, listen, man, I appreciate it, but got 50 seconds here, man. I appreciate you rocking with us, man, giving us a little insight on how you felt about the things, my guy.
I appreciate y'all both, man. But listen, don't let these guys. I'm not. Cortez called Brooklyn Carter a bozo. I'm not gonna call Steams a bozo. I respect Steams as a man and as a battler. But Steams, my guy. Let's talk facts. That's all we got to do is talk facts.
All right.
And have a discussion. I'll call back in another day this week with Steams. We can do that.
We can do that. I work on that. I got you on that. I work on that. I got you.
Holla at me.
All right. All right, my G. Be easy, man.